Gaf aan mijn days.
Zwijg.
Chapelier.
Why am I never going to begin the meditations?
Every time we are nimko, they have a kachovin. Nigol the katzoyin, or ain't nigol the katzoyin. Gulosay, mister chuzo gomer. Mas the chuzo ain't nigol the katzoyin. Af hai nam ain't nigol the katzoyin. O idom the kulo amin the chomer lo yamin. So the din is a person sells his stechuzo. So he can be goyel it back. He can be goyel it back. And the pasuk says by stechuzo, umatza kidei gu'ulasoi. And we learn from the words umatza kidei gu'ulasoi. He has to come into the money to be goyel it back, all of the money. Kidei gu'ulasoi. Not half. It does not say kidei gulasoi. Rashi explains this. It just says yoshiv gulasoi. It does not say the word kidei. So the shaila is, should we learn the din of ein nigel lechatzon, which we know is true by stechuzo because it says the word kidei, and learn that over to Eved Ivri also because it says gulasoi by him also. We should learn the same din applies to him. That's one side of the shaila. Or the other side of the shaila is, maybe we would only apply the din of ein nigel lechatzon to the Eved Ivri when it actually ends up being a kula for the Eved Ivri. Because since we have a svara by the Eved Ivri nimkel legoy that we want to make it easier for him to get out. Right, like we said in the previous sugya. So maybe we should only learn out the din of ein nigel lechatzon when it ends up being a kula. But when the din of ein nigel lechatzon ends up being a chumra, then we shouldn't learn it out. How could it be a kula? How could it be a chumra? We'll see in a minute. But that's the other side of the shaila. Now, stam. So, 2 points over here. First of all, Tosva says this thing of gulosoi is not a real gzeira shavu. Because if we be real gzeira shavu, what do you mean you only learn it the kula, not the chumra? If it's real gzeira shavu, you learn it, the luck applies no matter what. That's number one. And also number two is the lashon later on when the Gemara asks the same shaila by Bati Ari Chaima, it also says there gulasai gulasai. And over there, what are the two tzedakim of the shaila? Should we learn it out, or maybe not? Heichad the goli goli. Whatever the Torah said, Heichad the loy goli loy goli. Now 1 second. If you have a gzeira shava, what do you mean heichad the goli goli heichad the loy goli loy goli? That's what gzeira shava means. The Torah only wrote it in one place, and you learn it at the other place. Ela korach mukrach, Tosa says from both of these Gemaras, it's not a real gzeira shava. The Gemara just means we should learn it out, like in a b'toris mematzi in the b'toris. Since it's the same halacha, it's dealing with gula, and the din is ein nigel lechatzon. So too, we should say over here. Now, the Rishash points out interesting. Why is the Gemara jumping to the second side of the shaila is lekula and not lechumra? Why can't the second side of the shaila just be we don't learn it out? Later on, by the next chelik that Tosis is referring to, the Bati Ari Chaima Gemara, what's the second side of the shaila? The second side of the shaila is don't learn it. This whole side of kula and chumra is only shaykh to Eved Ivri. Yeah, but you could have very well said, do we learn it or no? Heichad the goli. The same reason we had a tzad in the shayla later on, heichad the goli goli, you could have said it also heichad the goli goli. Why is that not an option? It's mashma, the only option is to learn it out or only learn it out the kula. What happened to not learning it out? Is that an option also? So the Rishash says, avada, that's part of the shayla here also. Avada, there's such a tzad here also, don't learn that at all. Just the Gemara meant to say, you should know, we even have a third shayla, a third tzad. Meaning that tzad, parshat. But you should know, we over here by Eved Ivri, there's a more complicated tzad. Davka only here by Eved Ivri, not in the next part of the Gemara. Because here by Eved Ivri, there's a chiluk in kulas and chumras. But the Rishash says, avada, the second time the shayla is, don't learn that at all. But kamash malon, over here, there's even a third tzad, which is learning lekula and don't learn lechumra. So that's the shayla. So amalei lav amritosam nimka kula v'lechetzel. We had the sugi before. Nimka kula v'lechetzel. right? What he steals, and it's only, and he's only worth, he's only, he is worth double the Gneva. So the din is Nimka Kula, you can't sell half of him, you have to sell all of him. You have to be going all of him, not half of him. So his answering, meaning, his answering is that based on what I just said, it comes out good.
Everything's good.
Based on this Rishash, he's answering that third side, which wasn't mentioned. He's answering, don't learn it out. We didn't mention such a side. The two tzadim will learn it out, or only learn it out the cool. He's answering, don't learn it out at all. Sevada, that third side was understood. It's so understood that that's the maskana. Don't learn it out. Oh no, I'm wrong. I'm wrong. He's learning it out in the Kulevich. He's learning it out in Gantz. He's learning it out in
Gantz.
He's learning it out in Gantz.
You're not wrong. You said it wrong. That's right.
He's learning it out. He's learning it out even the Chumrah, but that was the first tzad to learn it out, even the Chumrah. Eid Nigel Lechatzon. When? That you're not Nigel Lechatzon?
No, that you're only
Nimka. Oh, that you're not Nimka Lechatzon? I guess. I guess. But he's saying that, right, so he's, yeah, he's saying, he's answering like the first side of the Gemara. By this drush, we're not taking into account kulas and chumas legabe this halacha.
That's just how you treat
him. That's just how you treat him. Right. Right. And you go to Katsan. But he's not even learning it out from Stechuzi. He's learning it out from Minei Uvei. He's learning it out from every day himself. The Chorah. Just like it said, right? Just like every day himself.
So what does he do about
he's passing like that side, but he's just not necessarily using the hekesh to stay chuz, right?
I mean, he's just not it. Like he's not saying, it's a similar learn out. It's one of the things they don't learn out. It's a whole different thing.
Second. Say again. He's answering him like the first side of the Shiloh that an Eved Ibri is not Nigel Lechatzon. That's all. Just he's mashma that you don't necessarily need the limit from Stei Chuz to teach you that. That's understood Minei Ubei from the Lashon of Nimkar and Nigal. Okay. So Amar this is the Rishash is right. Rishash is right to this third tzad is a bayah. Because a bayah comes along and says, Amar bayah, imtim to lemon, nigga lechatzon. Imtim to lemon, nigga lechatzon. You could be nigga lechatzon. Mishkav is a lekula ul lechumr. A bayah is mashma, there's a tzad to say that we learn out, that we don't learn out, we do not learn out, ain't no nigga at all. That's the Rishash's raya is a bayah. The two tzadim of the shayla were the din is the by stechuz is the ain nigel lechatzon. The two tzadim of the shayla were learn that out to Eved Ivri, or learn it out to Eved Ivri partially when it acts as a kula, not when it acts as a chumra. A bayah seems to be saying there's a tzad to say don't learn it out to Eved Ivri at all. Eved Ivri should be nigel lechatzon, bein lekula, bein lechumra. So Rishash meant, you see there's a third side of here. Now, how does they ever, now what's the Pshat Kula L'Chumra? So if I make some Mishmak HaCheshbin, Mishkak is a L'Kula U'L'Chumra. How's that? L'Kula, how does Nigel L'Chatzoran come out L'Kula? Zob the Bimei, he bought him for 100. You have L'Chamchen, he paid half. Hag the Domi. So he paid half. So if you hold Nigel L'Chatzoran, he would just go all half of himself. Okay. Then what happens? Mahashbuch, he goes up in value, but come on, Mahasa, now it's worth 200. Iyom, Nigel Lechatzon, that he was already paid the half of himself. So, how much does the Odin still have of him? The Odin only has of him 50. half, which was 50. Now that 50 would have been valued to 100. So what does he do? Yavla may pay another 100, enough, it can go out. But if you hold that the money he gave before, he wasn't goyal anything, it was just a $50 down payment, so you have the Mayor of Accomptions, now he's going to pay 150, because he's worth 200 now.
Here's the down payment. So it's being towards, used towards...
That was the half of the dollar, that was the first
enough, payment. Enough, then go out.
Down payment. I didn't have to add another 100.
No, that's enough. That's enough to me, the Gemara is saying. Meaning when he
later,
starts 100.
Later I understood that, which means the last case thing I understood yeah. that was because he's lost.
No, and I'm just, yeah, well, I'm just reading that in because what is that $50 now at this point? If you hold in the first case in the market by Ein Nigel Ratzon, what was that $50? A down payment on the rest, so he's going to owe 150 still. But if it was Yeah Nigel Ratzon, he paid 50 already, now how much does he go? 100. So he saved himself $50.
Why is he going to call him Picardin later?
No, the Gemara just says Picardin by where the entire amount is it Picardin. I mean, I don't have to pay you at all, it's finished. Here it's just.
Because it
means because no because it doesn't mean down payment because it means right here it's just a down payment later on
why does it not use a lush now or why does it use
no that's not what I'm trying to say because it's not Nogayan now the word because it's not Nogayan now but when I say because we're saying I paid part of it over there I paid the whole thing and it's by you already. And now
no,
I'm saying,
the whole thing.
Let's get to that case.
No,
the next case I'm saying. Well, let's get to that case. Let's get there.
He paid it. It wasn't the whole thing.
Yeah, but
it was just a down payment also.
No, you'll see.
It ended up becoming the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. That's why I use the word because it ends up being the whole thing. That's what I mean. Over here it's not. Over here it's not. Okay. Okay. V'omri, so fine. So according to this, Nigel Katzon is a cooler. But if he's any Nigel Katzon, he's going to pay 150. Now, 1 second. How the Chlau could he have such a case? V'omri, this Rabbi Katzon, because it's not so. We already said if it goes up in value, you're only going to pay the lower amount anyway. So your whole napkin is based on the assumption that when it goes up in value, you have to pay for that. What did we learn before? You don't have to pay for that. So what are you talking about, Bakhlav? You're going to Oikah Bezalva Oikah. Then Konami. He started at 2, went down to 1, and went back up to 2. When he was at 1, you paid the 50. And now it went up to 2, so you got to pay 2 because that really is Mikasa Miknosa. So maybe that will come out in the napkin. Fine, that's Lakula. Now, what about Lechumra? Meshkachas of Lechumra, when does the din of Nigel Lechatzon is actually a Chumra for the guy? Zob the Bamas and he bought him at 200. Yod May, he paid half of his thing, 100. Pauga the Domi. The Ixav, then it went down in value. Become a man, now it's only worth 100. So if you hold the Yom Nigel Lechatzon, Eamrit, how about the place? Yeah. If you're Nigel Ratzon, you're going to come to if you're Nigel Ratzon, he still owes him 50 because he's only paid the half of himself. And the other half, the other one still owned. So the 100 is the other still owned. That 100 went down to 50 now. So you still got to pay to get that 50 out. So you got to owe him another 50. But you have a katzoin, so it comes out, the 100 he gave him was really enough to pay for right now. So he says, it's already by you, that 100. Keep the 100 in the matter, I don't have to pay him a cent. So to come out according to that, that actually a nigel katzoin is the cooler. Nigel katzoin is worse for the guy. Over here, we don't have Rashi says, you don't have here the rest of the Gemara about up and down, because you don't need up and down over here. Over here, it makes sense. It went from 200 to 100. You don't have to pay 100. Nishmaka Cheshbon. Okay, that's in terms of the Eved Ivri. That is Eved Ibri. Now, what about same question by Bati Ari Chaima? Same question by Bati Ari Chaima. Bar Minei, I mean, without the Kula Chumra part. So, Bar just showing that if you hold Nigel the Gatzon, it works the Kula and the Chumra. The Moskva of the Gemara before was that we don't learn out, that there is no Nigel the Gatzon over here. No, it could be a buyer hold there is. What? No, he's just speaking it out. When he makes a nafkamino, the guy that shied before makes a big nafkamino. Yeah. To understand the tzad of the shied.
To understand.
Yeah, buy it. To understand the tzad of that shayla before, you have to know it, you have to understand this. Otherwise, the Gemara means cool.
Understand
why we had a shayla of whether we should learn it out or not. The chumra. The Gemara had a whole shayla before. She would learn it out. The chumra, the kula. How the kula has the chumra.
But learning out.
Bai is explaining
that. You can't do it. Is not learning out.
Bai is learning that both. That's right. Bai is learning that both. Bein the chumra, bein the kula. So Bai is doing. Abaye is learning it bein l'kula, bein l'chum. He's just showing you how it comes out in the kula or l'chum, depending on the case.
You could have the opposite bein l'chum, bein l'chum. Right? You could have the opposite of Abaye and also said bein
l'chum, bein l'chum.
What should you think about this?
This isn't complicated enough for you.
Also bein l'chum.
Yeah, it's the same. Yeah, that's showing both. He's showing how when nigga, he's showing when nigga lekatzon is the chumra. Where ain't nigga lekatzon is the chumra?
Showing how it could be both.
Shows both.
And the kula yet he's saying, and Bacholofen is saying that it's not. You could show that they
both. He's saying to learn out.
And Bacholofen say that it is nigga, that it isn't nigga lekatzon. I'm saying there's no, we don't have anything here that can indicate why he's holding the right song.
Why?
Plus a little more. It's only, I'm saying it's only enough to it doesn't make a difference in the Eved or the Bailam's life.
But the whole Kula thing is not a reason.
Why does he hold
the Eved? It's just showing you that when I'm holding, it could be the Kumra Kumra Kumra. Just like if you hold opposite me, it could be the Kumra Kumra Kumra. It's got nothing to do with that. He wants to show that. It's got nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
Besides, this Nafkamino.
And Nafkamino. What are you doing right now? Right, okay. Next Shaila. Yeah. Bar Minei. Bar Minei Rav Huna. Bar Chinuna Merv Sheshis. I'm Moicher Bayis Bebote Ori Choymer. Someone sells his house in a Ira Choyma. The din is you're allowed to be goyled back up to 1 year. Up to 1 year. Nigel the Gatan, wait a Nigel the Gatan. Gulos, Gulos, you say, who's a gummer? Master, who's a Nigel the Gatan? I find not Nigel the Gatan. Oh, you do, make it to go to Goli, the Loy Goli, Loy Goli. That's my Shiloh. You want to be part of your bias, but there are a Choyma up to a year. Can you do it, Lechatzon, or not? So I'm alayim midrashos Rav Shimon Nishma. We can learn it out from Rav Shimon. Shaloi v'begoyel v'begoyel lechatzon. We see from Rav Shimon that two coolers with the din of being goyel. First of all, you could borrow and be goyel. You could borrow and be goyel. Which by steachutz is not true. Rashi brings down that it says by steachutz to be siga yodoi. He has to have the money. Over here, we have two coolers. You could buy Bigoyal and you could Bigoyal Lechatzon. In both ways, it's not like Shtei Achuzim. How do we know this? The Tanya, Imgol Yigoyal. The Pasuk says, a person is Makdish Shtei Achuzim. Now we're dealing with something else now. We're asking, what about being Goyal Abate Rechoyma? But we're bringing a Raya from something else, which is called Makdish Shtei Achuzim. Until now, when we mentioned Shtei Achuzim, we were talking about selling your Shtei Achuzim. Now we're talking about when you makdish it to the Kahan. So what's the din over there? It says in the Pasuk, by makdish Shtei Achuzim, goyel yigoyel, milamin shaloi v'goyel v'goyel l'katzon. You learn out from the extra drush of Goyle. You have more opportunities to do Gaula. So we learn out that by Matnish Nechuzo, you want to be Goyle back from Ektish, you could be Leiv of a Goyle and Goyle Nechatzon. Reb Shimon Matam. Now Reb Shimon Berichoy always doubts time of the Kro. Time of the Kro. It doesn't say just a Xeris Akosiv, but there's a Svara over here. So what does he say? Matam. If he can't get it back, so by Yovel he gets it back anyway. So Mamela, since eventually he will get it back, even if he's not Goyalit, so we make it harder for him to be Goyalit. Because at the end of the day, if he can't come up with the money, he'll get it back. However, Makdish, someone is Makdish is their chuzo. Shehura koichoi. Shemigia yoivabal nigla yoitzilakanabi yoivel. He doesn't get it back in yoivel. If he's not goyal within the amount of time he could be goyal, it goes to the kahanim in yoivel. Not to him. Mamela will lose it forever. Mamela, they gave him a stronger koyach to be goyal before that. Yofa koichoi shaloive. Not they gave him, the Torah gave him. It's not. It's psukim. Yofa koichoi, just time of the girl, you know. Yofa koichoi, shaloi v'vagoi v'goi l'chatzon. So that's the difference in a moichah shteyachuz and a makdash shteyachuz. Based on that logic, that's what Shimon said. Based on that logic, our Gemara is going to say, who adin by moichah bayis, abote arichoy, mazok te Gemara. Hi, moichah bayis, abote arichoy, menami. It lines up very well like this, like the makdash case. Hoi over a koichoi. Shemala lo yishana tamima. If a year goes past, v'loy nigala nechlat, he loses it forever. Mamelu, it makes sense that yofa koicha shaloi v'va goicha l'chatzon. Just like by the makdish caves, once if he can't get it back, he'll never get it. We make the halachas of gula easier for him. The same svar should apply by merichabayis, matar echoyma. Mamelu, if you hold like a shema, then you dash in time with the krah, and you're using svara to answer the why, whether it should be a koyach of goy lechatzon or not, it makes sense. But their chaim is goy lechatzon. Fine, that's the answer. Now,
when it goes back, all the fields that go back, does the owner.
Well, what goes back? Well, what goes back? There's a few different things here. Which one? What's the echuzah? Makdish or meicher? Meicher the echuzah comes back to the person be able. No. To get it back? The price is based upon the echuzah. Price is based upon Yovel.
The guy goes ahead then and
everybody
wants,
knows that Yovel, I'm only buying it.
He wants to go ahead and
he
wants to buy back after
it. Right?
So
it's different.
The price is based upon the term of the way for Yovel. So the price is going to pay for
it. It's like the same thing like
the
guy
having a 10-year lease and the guy having a 5-year lease.
Yeah. It's like having every same idea.
The paper is not advantageous for the person who needs it now, not the
the one who owns it now.
It's not advantageous to have it brought back after. I'm saying, like, no one's looking at the guy.
I mean, the guy could do it. No, the guy, no, you have to understand one thing. You have to understand one thing. No, the guy could do what he wants. When we talk about Goyal, we mean, can you force him? The din of Goyal is he doesn't have a choice.
You don't look at the guy who has it now.
Yeah, you said the guy wants to sell me back half, let him sell me back half. Yeah. That's, you know, the question is, if you hold Goyal like Hatzon, the pshat is, I can force it. That's why it's such a big knock.
Goyal is not a time, it's actually a damage problem.
In the case of a Sodom. Yeah. Because in that bit, it means time. In the case of a Sodom, it means. Yeah, it's fine. I guess I'm not sure actually. Maybe Sada also means time. It comes out early. Yeah, maybe. Did Rashi say? All right. I mean, you see, the discussion applies even to Sada that you don't get back in here. So Chorin means the actual Sada. Okay. Very good. Makes sense. So now we have the Eisve. Get ready for the Eisve. Eisve. Imgol Yigol. The pasuk is written by Makdish Shtei Chuzot.
That's the same thing as before. Okay. So the Braisa. Why do I need a pasuk from Goy Goel? Because I would have thought the following. He has a strong koyach that when the yovel comes, he gets it back. The yovel. And yet, hura koychoi, shein lo yovel goyel lechatzoin. Yet he has a weakness that he cannot be goyel lechatzoin. Stay with me because it's the opposite logic as before. Matish, the matish hasoda. Shura koychoi, he has a weakness from yigia yovel lo nigel lo yoytzel kahanim yovel. He'll never get it back. Certainly, it shouldn't be goyel lechatzon. Here, the Brisa uses the opposite logic. That if you see, before we were saying, if you're strong on one end, you should be weak on the other, or vice versa. Here, we're saying strength goes with strength, the weakness goes with weakness. So, we have a kavu chomer to say, meaning you would have thought, without the pasuk, you would have thought that you have a kavu chomer to say. The Makdash Shasodeh can't be Goyal Lechatzon. And that's why you need the Pasuk. Zok the Gemara. What do you mean? What do you compare to Meichas Techuzo? Mal Meichas Techuzo, Shechenu Rakoiko, Ligol Miyad. A Meichas Techuzo has a different weakness. He can't be Goyal right away. He has to wait 2 years. The date of a Meichas Techuzo is he can only be Goyal after the first 2 years. Okay? You're going to say that whatever weakness he has, the Makdash also has. The Makdash has a strength. The Makdash could be going right away. So if you're lining up, then if the Meichas Dechuz has a weakness, then certainly the Makdash should have a weakness. And therefore, if Meichas Dechuz can't be Nikol Chatzon, then certainly Makdash can't be Nikol Chatzon. No, we have a right that the Makdash has a strength that the Meichas Dechuz doesn't have, which is what? The Koyach to be going immediately. So that ruins your Kavach Chaymeh. So the question comes back, what do you need the pasuk for? Moikas, zok the braisa, moikas, bais, but there choy me yachiyach. She yop a koichel li go miyad, that's like makdish, you could be goyel right away. The ain loy of a goyel lechatzoyin. But you cannot be goyel lechatzoyin. So since the moikas, but there choy me, has the same strength as makdish, and yet, you cannot be goyel lechatzoyin. Memela, we understood that you need the pasuk by Matish and goyel yigoyel to teach me you could be goyel lechatzoyin. So here it says clearly, 1 second, that by moichav bayis bater chaim you cannot be goyel lechatzoyin. 1 second. Before we said you could be. Teretz says like kasha rabbanan Rabbi Shimon. Why rabbanan Rabbi Shimon? Very good. Rabbi Shimon darshens time of the krah. That means he looks into the pasuk that's written by the Makdish. And he says, what's the svara over here? And he says, the svara is, since you're going to lose it forever, if you can't be goyal it, we're making on your koyach to be goyal it, and therefore you can be goyal it, that's all. And then we apply that svara, is about the arichayma. Masha Ekin, the brisa at the bottom of the omid, that's Rabbanan. Rabbanan are not interested in the time of the krah. The Rabbanan say, all the Torah told us was, that by matnish, techuza, you can be goyal lechatzon. Goyal, you goyal. That's the drasha. But that's got nothing to do with bati arichayma. Memela, that's what Rashi says. Let's read this Rashi. Harabban de la Yavi time of the Korah. Vamidura koicha bechadim bil. Zura koicha namim bazachrita. The second price, the reason the second price has a different logic than what we said before is because the second price is not Rab Shimon. It's Rabban. Rabban say, I'm not looking for a svara why the Torah would be more machmir, less machmir. I see a chumr, it's a chumr. I see a kula, it's a kula. 1 second. And that's why the price are always lined up the chumr with the chumr and the kulas with the kulas. So according to that, there's no special, we don't know, but the Rechayim, Mechatesi, you should be able to. Yeah? Bechad the Milsura Nami, Bemilsachriti, by Mechat the Goli Bekon, unless the Pasuk tells us not that way. Uba Bati Amirchom, Gabina Gulu Gulu Mesechuzo. Period. And that which we said before you could, that was a Shimon, old Simon the Crow. Tani Chad the Loibe Gogo Gaton, Gadi the Loibe Gogo Gaton, Lokash, or Butter of Shimon. Adka. Yeah, okay, now you can ask.
Where did I say that? We need to be here, which is based at the end of the fact that this is the situation, because that's how Rabbanan hold. This is where we learn that Rabbanan hold. It's basing the elevator on the fact that is what Rabbanan hold. Where do we see? Where does Rabbanan hold? In every situation, Rabbanan will always hold, like you said, the strength goes.
That's the Braisa. That's what the Braisa is saying. That's correct. That's exactly what the Bryce was saying. Deisvei. Deisvei is saying that.
Deisvei
is the logic that the Rabbanon use. It's not Shimon's logic. So if you hold like the Rabbanon. No, but if you hold.
This is not their logic. This is the Deisvei coming using their logic. Right.
That's right.
You're saying that that's always
the Bryce is them. The Bryce is their button talking. What you're saying is that according to them, you have no, you know, wherever the person tells you not that way, that's it. If the person didn't tell you not that way, you have no right to say it. So I had, that's it. Time of the car is a special thing. It means I can go ahead and deduce what the, you know, so Rabbanan don't go down that they don't hold that way. Yeah, that's what Rashi is saying, I think. That's why you get to that price, and the logic is total opposite. The reason it's total opposite is because they're not going with time of the car, they're going with what we see. We see her chumah, we see her kula. That's it. So once you have go you go is written by Makdash Derechuzah. That's where it's written. It has no bearing in Bavdi Ari Chaim. Bavdi Ari Chaim, you have to assume it's a regular din of gula. What's a regular din of gula? That you can't be going like that song, like stay chuzah.
When they say,
you hear that? Because you could be going right away, and yet you cannot be going like that song. Because that's always true. By Sneh Chutzah, that's also true. Yeah. The only reason of Shimon holds not that way is because he's learning out time to grow. But if you don't learn out time to grow, what is that Gula Tzoy? It says Gula Tzoy. It's right. It doesn't tell you could be doing that Tzoy. So you assume gulasa, just like the gulasa by stay achuza. By stay achuza says kadei gulasoi. So that means you cannot do it lechatzon. So the pashas of every gulasa, you cannot do lechatzon unless the pasuk reveals to you not that way. So by makter stay achuza reveals to us not that way. Yeah, you're going to miss this. Hold on, listen to this. Yes. The reason you have go, you go.
By
Makdash Dei Chuzah. Correct. No, it is Negal Biyat. Because it's since by the Gevul you lose it forever, so you already have a weakness over there, so you're about to have a weakness. Yeah. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about? You saw the ASV. Here's the kasha. The big question over here is, what in the world? What's the Gemara making a kasha for? I have a parsha to turn to the Eisvei. It's not a kasha at all. This is what you started saying just now. All the Eisvei says is that the logic I would have used before the pasuk of Goel Yigoel, that you cannot be Goel Lechatzon. Once you have the pasuk of Goel Yigoel, which is written by Makdash, that's Megala to me. You can be Goel Lechatzon. So what Rav Shimon said doesn't have to be a kasha on Rav Shimon in this brisa. Rav Shimon said is a result of the brisa. The brisa don't know what I would have thought without the pasuk. But once you have the pasuk, that's Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, you have a pasuk by Makdash, which says that you could be Goel Lechatzon. So you see, the whole svar of the Brisa use isn't true. Even if you're going to lose it by Yovel, you have a koyach now to be Goel Lechatzon. Because once, and then it switches to Rav Shimon's svara. That if you're going to lose it forever, you can be Goel Lechatzon now. That's what Rav Shimon said. Try to steer it from the Braisa. Rav Shimon's going after the Braisa. The whole Braisa is a build up of what you need the Pasuk for. But once you have the Pasuk, so then you have what Rav Shimon, what the Gemara said about. What's the problem? What's the steer of a cloud? Yeah, because the price is going on why you needed the Pasuk of going to go. It's not. It's not. Before, exactly, it wouldn't be Goyle Katzon at that point. Before the Torah said the words Goyle Goyle, and we're trying to learn out why the Torah needed those words, so we say, you know why you need those words? Because you would think that the Makdash cannot do the Katzon. Because just like the Bati Arachim, a guy can't do the Katzon, he can't do the Katzon. But once the Torah is Mechadish Goyle Goyle, then the Torah is telling me, flip around your logic. It's not true what the Braisa says. Goyle Goyle shows me that whenever you're never going to get it back in the Oyvel, you can do the Katzon now. And that applies to Bati Arachim also, like the Gemara said before. Is that a steer? Well, is that a steer before? That's the kasha. That is time of the crow. Yeah, because that was before we knew the crow. Before we knew Goya Goya was mechadish to me. Goya Goya was mechadish to me. That the svara is not what the Bryce of thought. That when you see a kula, it's a kula, or when you see a chum, it's a chum. Goya Goya is mechadish to me. That's the exact opposite. Like the Gemara set up above. When you're going to lose it in Yovel, you can go to the Chatzon now. And the Mele Zekhtam Shimon, so say that it applied to Bati Arachim too. Aye, the Brites said it doesn't apply to Bati Arachim. The Brites are going before the Pasuk. This Tosis is Kasha. Pshat Kasha. What in the world is Gemara making the Machlekes out of this for? Could have read the Brites according to Bati Arachim also. The Teretz is whatever the Teretz is. We'll see tomorrow. We'll see Sunday. There it is, we understood already that the Braisa meant that this is even Lumaskana. But I'm saying the Kash is a Gavald of the Kash, huh? The entire Braisa is coming to explain why you needed a Pasuk. That means the Braisa is living in a world where the Pasuk doesn't exist yet. I'm sure it's not after you have the Pasuk. It's a Kash. They're both true. That's what Taisa asks.
Nothing's happening.
Rav Shimon is not using.
I didn't press anything.
That's okay. Rav Shimon is not using.